With KEZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The Kingston Trio is a legendary group that ushered in the folk music revival of the 1950s and 60s. And while the original members are no longer with us, the group continues to perform with new members who have ties to the original lineup. One of them is Mike Marvin, the adopted son of founding member Nick Reynolds. He was a teenager when they first hit the big time.
Nick became my mentor. I must have driven him crazy with thousands of questions.
I spoke with Marvin via Zoom from his home in Los Angeles recently about the group's California roots, their music, and what it was like when the group topped the charts in the late 50s.
We never went out to eat. We couldn't sit at a table without 100 people coming up and bothering Nick about an autograph. And that was my first realization that fame wasn't all it was cracked up to be. Those guys were the Beatles of their day, and they could not go anywhere without getting mobbed.
Since 2017, you've been a member of this incarnation of the Kingston Trio.
We've played well over 200 concerts in the last 5 years, and we have conga, bass, 3 or 4 guitars, 2 banjos. Yeah, it's the old Kingston Trio reincarnated.
So the original Kingston Trio has strong roots here in California and are sort of responsible for the West Coast folk revival sound of the late 50s. Is that right?
That is true. They were playing on the peninsula at a place called the Cracked Pot. Well, Dave Guard was going to school at Stanford, and Nick Reynolds and Bob Shane were going to Menlo Business School. We've played all up and down the state, from Redding to San Diego to San Francisco to Santa Cruz, Santa Barbara.
So we got to talk about Tom Dooley, the 58, a massive hit that kickstarted the group's career, reaching number one on Billboard, selling millions of copies.
Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry.
What can you say about Tom Dooley?
First of all, the Kingston Trio was a showbiz anomaly. And you have to remember, in the late 1950s, radio music was dominated by Elvis, you know, the Coasters, Ricky Nelson, all those kinds of guys. And what the trio, Kingston Trio, stepped up was something completely out of left field. Tom Dooley, that was sort of a B-side recording on their very first album. And what happened was, is a couple of disc jockeys in Salt Lake City picked up the album, started playing Tom Dooley, and it pyramided out from Salt Lake City to other stations, People heard the song, started calling in, "We want to hear Tom Dooley, Tom Dooley." The next thing you knew, it was the number one hit in the United States.
So what's your favorite Kingston Trio song to perform?
For me, it's Where Have All the Flowers Gone.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
A lot of these songs were hit at a seminal point in people's lives. Sometimes when people hear Tom Dooley or Where Have All the Flowers Gone, they're reminded of a place that they were when they were 20 years old. And every now and then somebody will come up with sort of teary-eyed or moist eyes and say, "You know, Scotch and Soda was the song that my husband sang to me when he proposed to me along the banks of the Seine in Paris in 1960. And when you guys did it tonight, just brought tears to my eyes."
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye, baby, do I feel high, oh me, oh my.
We get a lot of that, you know, so the music, it's poignant, it's compelling, and it's great storytelling music, and people seem to love it.
The Kingston Trio perform at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz on Thursday, August 11th at 7 p.m. With KEZU News, I'm Dylan Music.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever?